So you can see, this is what is called many-sided ignorance. It is not one-sided, it is many-sided ignorance. Such is the nature of our ignorance. Sri Aurobindo has spoken of sevenfold ignorance. This is not in the Upanishad, but if you read Sri Aurobindo's exposition of ignorance, the most comprehensive exposition of ignorance, if you want to read anywhere, it is in the Life Divine. There is no book in the world in which ignorance has been expounded as fully, as comprehensively, as sharply as in this book. One of the reasons why I recommend to people to read the Life Divine is because of this reason. I'll explain this reason. The most difficult problem of human life is to attain to knowledge. Every human being is striving to know. You cannot help it. It is very being of our individuality is to seek knowledge. Now, we cannot know what is the drive of that knowledge in us, how to really attain to that knowledge, unless we know the real nature of ignorance and the real nature of knowledge. All the time human beings are groping everywhere. You will read many books on physics, chemistry, biology, on politics, on sociology, 101 subjects. They are all supposed to be knowledge, books of knowledge. But we don't have the real key, because we don't know what is our ignorance and we do not know what is true knowledge. So unless we know this, all human life is in a sense a kind of a groping, which may not end in any kind of fruitfulness. And that's why you see that most of the human beings end their life in a sense of vanity, in a sense of uselessness. When Alexander was dying, he's supposed to have said, "I came with empty hands and I'm going back with empty hands." Napoleon was one of the greatest personalities, very important personality. And when he was sent into prison in that island, you can see the misery of his life. He had to remember that he was emperor at one time. And he used to behave as if he was an emperor without anybody obeying him. A person whose one nod would lead to armies marching. Now here he was with a few individuals working with him as servants and as valets. And even there he used to feel, what is it? And who would bother about him? Why this condition in human life? Why do we face this condition of life? Because we are ignorant of ignorance and we are ignorant of knowledge. And this is the most important problem of human life. That is why I say to everybody, if you have time, please visit the Life Divine. There is a secret given to you. As nowhere else, this I am certain, as nowhere else you will get the exposition of what is ignorance and what is knowledge. There is one very important chapter in this book which is called Reality and Integral Knowledge. So there he speaks of sevenfold ignorance and sevenfold knowledge. If you remove sevenfold ignorance, you will have sevenfold knowledge. So let us see, what is this sevenfold ignorance? I've already spoken in a way, but now let us systematically speak of this sevenfold ignorance. First, there is the original ignorance. Second, we have got cosmic ignorance. Third, we have egoistic ignorance. Fourth is a temporal ignorance. Temporal, connected with time, temporal ignorance. Fifth is a psychological ignorance. Sixth is the constitutional ignorance. And seventh is practical ignorance. Practical. This is sevenfold ignorance. Totality of all that it can be said about ignorance should have been summarized into the seven parts. What is the original ignorance? It is ignorance of the origin of all that is here. So ignorance of the origin is original ignorance. We are aware only of origins at borders, but not beyond borders. We are aware of partial facts and never going right up to the end of the partiality, going to the absolute from where everything emerges. A few beings, a few becomings, that is all that we are aware of. This is original ignorance. We are not aware of that which does not move. You remember we had the description in the Ishopanishad that moves and that moves not. We are aware only of that which moves, but that which does not move, we are not aware of the silence beyond silence. We are not aware of that reality which is immobile. We are aware only of becoming, all that is moving about. So we are aware only of the cosmic movement, but not of that which is immobile behind the movement. This is cosmic ignorance. We are aware only of the cosmos so much that all the rest is forgotten. Therefore, it is ignorance due to cosmic occupation. Even in the cosmos, we are not aware of the whole of the cosmos. We are not aware of everything that is happening. We are aware only of a small little being that we are, round which we are moving round and round and round and round. a small little thing that we call ego, and only of that we are aware, and even that partially. So because we are occupied with our ego, we are not aware of the whole cosmos. Therefore, this is called egoistic ignorance. To be aware only of our ego and not of the whole of the cosmos of which ego is a part, and our occupation with this ego makes us oblivious, we put off the whole cosmos behind us. That is why it is egoistic ignorance.